Welcome to episode 3, Hooked on Fun.
Season 2.
We talk about promos coming up.
Yeah, we are at a new location. Guess where we are?
I can't see.
Empty bellies.
Jesus, you just ruin it every time.
Anyway,
enjoy episode 3. Here we go.
Jeez.
They can't see it.
Welcome to episode 3 of season 2. This is Hooked on Fun. I'm Director of Fun, Ryan.
I'm Alec.
With the cup, I'm Spencer.
We're still champions.
We're still champions. And he hasn't let that go of that thing. I think he slept with it last night.
For the
night.
Wrong reasons.
Well, actually, when you called me at 3 o'clock in the morning,
Should we just start with this guy at 3 a.m.?
I'm sorry.
Why did you get a phone call at 3 a.m. last night?
I don't know, but it was 2:49.
We must check.
And he doesn't know, 2:46. He doesn't know why, but this morning when you showed up about 10:05 and he was supposed to be there at 10,
yeah,
and the response was, where's Alec? And he responds back with, where am I?
Correct.
I didn't know either.
Nobody knew.
Nobody knew. We weren't playing 20 questions and that was not planned.
I get the response, stay in bed, and then I showed up.
He was actually there like 5 seconds after. But literally, yeah. What did you listen? He went for a nice bottle of wine, he said.
Or two.
So can we talk about where we are?
Yeah.
This is brand new.
Where are we actually?
Between a bottle of wine.
Yes.
We are here at one of our favorite establishment.
Mm-hmm. Great.
On the street.
Burgers.
MT Bellies. Big food, big fun. Thank
Great
you
wings.
To Justin and actually Liam and John for allowing us to come in here.
Yeah.
And, this we're going to be actually every other week. Every other Thursday, we're going to, well, Thursday, good?
Yeah, Thursday.
Sure.
No, it's after Wine Wednesday. That's tough.
Wine Wednesday, yeah.
That's tough bounce.
So every other Thursday, we're going to be here. I think what we're going to try to do is introduce guests.
Okay, we don't judge here. Yeah. It's fine.
Were you into the wine last night, too?
No, I was into the, my daughters didn't sleep last night.
Was it because I called at 3 in the morning?
Probably, yeah. Maybe. You screwed the whole thing up. You're right. Anyway. So we'll be here every other Thursday, same place, same time. Anybody wants to come watch, we get here at 11.
Live on location.
Live.
Around
that's
11.
Why you don't see any beers. I mean, there are beers here, but we're not drinking them at the
yep.
moment. But so, yeah, this is a new spot for us, and we're super happy to be here.
It's nice because we've talked about this for I don't know how many years, probably since day one.
Yep.
And we've tried moving the location around. Never worked. We are finally
happening.
Place.
We've been in the press box. We've been in the concourse. We've been in the dressing room. We've been in the ticket office.
Bathrooms.
We've been in the office.
We've done videos in the bathrooms.
Under stalls.
Whoa.
Listen, it was full. Everybody knew what was going on.
Yeah.
Trust
There's
me.
There's some fans that didn't like it.
I know.
They thought we were tasteless, but I can tell you right now, the Doritos I were eating were yummy.
Mmm.
So, yeah, we understand fully that we can't please everybody.
No.
And but we try to do things that we think are funny.
Hate is
yes.
gonna hate, man.
But our humor is not exactly the same as everybody else's.
It's so. Like we just say Ovi.
Yeah, we apologize. Love.
Yes.
How many times are you gonna say that today?
You said
I say it a lot
before the broadcast started.
Right.
Anyway, so yes, thank you to Empty Bellies. But the real reason we're here to talk about is the upcoming season. The promo schedule comes out next Thursday. I'm super excited. I haven't shared a lot with you guys yet, but it's going to be crazy.
This is the most tight-lipped you've probably been in 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Don't come up to me and Spence because we don't know anything.
No.
It's true.
We actually don't.
Well, I can tell you we have the most giveaways we've ever had and the biggest giveaways we've ever had in Jackfish history, so that's huge.
There's, 21 home games?
Yep.
Over under 15. Are we close?
Over under 50%?
Yeah.
Of them?
Correct.
Okay, no, it was definitely under.
Well, okay.
Sorry,
we can't do 50% of the time.
I can tell you right now, though, kind of a just a little, I guess, spill.
Ooh.
The home opener, North Welland BIA has teamed up, and they're partnering with us for the night. They're actually sponsoring the night, and they're going to do a giveaway. There's going to be a few season ticket holders that are watching this. Seat cushions.
Oh, and I know people have asked for those.
Yes, yeah, so the first 500 are going to get IBL champion seat cushions.
Uh-huh. We are the champions.
Champions.
Always.
So, yeah, first 500 to them. But we have a ton of other giveaways this year. You know, CAA Pack the Park's going to have a big one. We have one for the last regular season home game, which is huge. And a bunch of other
Can
stuff.
Can we plan the 4th of July, too?
America.
I can't finish that.
No, you can't. You can't beat that. I was gonna push your mic back
yes,
down.
Yes, we do. So there'd be something coordinated with that. But you know what? Like when we try to think of promotions, it's not like what everybody else does, where people do like, I don't know. You know, you look at the Jays; they do kind of the same thing every year. We try to think of things that are just ridiculous and funny.
Yeah.
To our humor, which. Well, we works and doesn't work. I mean, the one year we did, the first year we did Tropical Night, we did it as like literal, like Flint Tropics.
Correct.
You know, semi-pro movie.
Some of it works, some of it didn't.
Well, we did a skit on the field with Dukes hits the yeah. free throw. Crickets. No one had a clue what we were doing.
I clapped. I mean, I was up in the booth. I laughed. But
I know, we were sitting in the office thinking of this idea.
You could probably
Coach
hear
Adam
my
came
laugh.
Out in like a whole hippie outfit, the whole yeah. thing. Shirts off, tarps off. And we did the bit. And then yeah. in the office, we laughed our heads off.
Yeah.
We laughed our asses off. In the office,
we sure did.
And we get in the field and we do it to perfection. Pins, crickets, drum. Nothing.
It Adam has erupted since then, or coach, I should say.
Yes,
he has really embraced his role.
He has.
He is the.
This is the year of the coach.
Oh no no no! You're the fan.
Well, it's funny.
But
it's funny you say that.
Adam is like full time coach.
Well, it is funny you say that because I'll tell you a story. So when he first became coach near the end of the season, he was telling me, "Oh Ryan, like." I go out to places now, like in Niagara, and people see me and go, hey, coach. I'm like, yeah, bullshit. Like, nobody, like, no way.
I can confirm that because when
I go out places with him, like, recently, he's not wrong. People really see him and go, coach, go Jackfish. I'm like, holy shit.
And then there you are. Who knows that guy?
You're just Ryan.
Well, no one recognizes me. And I don't know if it's because in the summer I have this big beard.
Well, you also have pizza shoes on
right.
some nights
yeah.
and tight
in,
shorts.
And then I wear Pit Vipers all
very
day and stuff.
Tight
don't,
right.
And then in the winter I shave my beard and
right.
I'm just, maybe I'm incognito.
And you also throw a referee jersey on every now and again and get booed by
a
couple of hecklers.
Yeah. Happens.
Nobody can boo them. No.
Justin, if you're watching. Get the hell out. The Justin Marr, Welland Junior Canadian fan
he chased me down into a hallway at the Palace once.
You want to talk about...
Did he have his bells too?
Oh, no. He that's Most behind the scenes fish right there when you get the true behind the scenes.
Well, there's a reason I don't go to the Palace anymore to put the structure on. So no.
Tough go for the WJC junior hockey team.
Sorry
we support all the other hockey teams. And
made a run at it.
They did. The bees buzzed them out of the building.
You know what? I will say bright future ahead for them, I think.
Sure.
You know, the coaching staff seems pretty.
Chris Gunn did a great job that season.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a tough guy. Wouldn't mess around with him.
Yeah. So going back to coach, though.
Okay. Good segue. Coach to coach. Well
so,
played.
You know. He's the most popular character on the team, no question.
For sure.
But this year, we're actually trying to find more characters.
Yes.
So, there may or may not be a character coming to the pond.
Oh, this is a tidbit.
We don't know this either.
We don't know this either.
No.
So, Officer Goodtime.
Okay.
Have you seen Reno 911?
Yes.
Yeah. So we're gonna.
That's where I was going with this.
Yeah, we're gonna have Officer Good Time.
Okay.
And for any fanatic watching this, if you come and you're not having a good time, you're gonna get a ticket. For not having a good time.
What is the ticket?
Don't matter.
You don't want to know.
Damn it.
You don't want to know.
You're going to get thrown in Rocco's dungeon down below.
Rocco's party palace in the basement. And if you don't,
next
have, a
thing,
good,
you
if you don't have a good time after that, then you probably don't
four
have a soul.
Concrete walls and a...
You will be picking up all the garbage with Rocco from here to Fort Erie.
You'll have to plank to Fort Erie.
So,
get your car locked.
Yeah, we're always looking for new characters all the time. And, you know, just to make it an absolute
time and a half
party at... Pond, obviously that's our
always
MO is absolute crazy time there. But yeah, so we have coach and Officer Goodtime, the rally pig. Oh, I can tell you right now that Mr. Glizzy's back.
Oh yes.
Mr. Glizzy is returning.
Good.
So Kieran Brown, who a lot of our fans come to know and love at the stadium, will be back this season, thank goodness. And so like we're gonna have an absolute, never mind the promos and all that stuff, we're gonna have a crazy time there between what we're doing on the field, obviously, to the promos. And
yep.
We bought a t-shirt cannon.
I mean,
launches.
That is
150 feet.
I've been trying to get one, finding, even searching for you since day one.
I know.
No more complaints.
Because from the press box, I've wanted to shoot. I don't know how many people.
I will.
Not. No, no, that sounds terrible.
Whoa.
Let's backtrack. Let's backtrack. We don't need to call
the
NRPS.
That. Yeah, we can clip that.
We can clip that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to cut that out.
No, we're going to clip that.
Oh, good. Keep it. Put that on the button. Because then if, you know, Officer Good Time. Hey, listen. Yeah, we gotta shoot that from the press box.
Yeah. Well,
do you think we have a fire hazard crew?
No.
No, 150 feet.
No.
So I can at least reach the other side of the stadium from the dugout.
To the moon.
But I don't have to get Tommy John anymore from whooping t-shirts.
True.
Onto the roof. But as I put into our group chat the other day,
Spencer's not in.
Not in. Yeah.
Not in it, apparently.
You've been probably tagging me and wondering, hey.
Left it somehow.
Left it.
But anyway.
I haven't been in it, but I left it.
That so there's going to be a lot of t-shirts on the roof this year, which I could fully see. It took me a few games to get used to how to shoot that thing. But it's big. Like,
give him some time. So put your hands up really in the air.
Well, that's what I'm scared of. 150 feet it goes. I had to shoot it like in the air, otherwise I'm gonna take someone's head off. Then we have an insurance problem and lawsuits and.
Actually, I have to share a story. Broadcaster buddy Matt Carrick, who did lacrosse, he was calling a game in Nations. But before he was calling games, he used to be the mascot, the T-shirt guy. Well, they were having issues with the gun, and he didn't know how to explain how to fix it. So he went and showed the guy, "Hey, this is how you do it." But what he didn't realize is that it was loaded. And he was holding it pretty close to his face.
To get Flanders?
Oh, he went to the hospital, I believe.
Simpsons? Vermont?
Oh, yes.
We don't need any of that.
Oh, my God.
Death by T-shirt.
That's amazing.
We'd have to get it on video, and then we'd, like, overlap the clips.
Can we not put it on the video board? By the way, there is a new person in this room right now that we did not introduce.
Yes.
So, Ryan, I will let you do that.
Yeah, so we have Christian. Actually, you know him better than I do.
I was going to say.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Christian Simmons, welcome to the pond.
But what is he? You didn't say anything. That's a terrible introduction.
Christian is our entertainment producer.
We're kind of making him look awkward here a little bit as he stares at the levels. He's got an important job right now.
Fill in voice when need be. So we're happy to have him from Niagara College.
Should he peek his head around into the camera?
We should.
Absolutely. Here it comes.
Get his face in here.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, and I need the drum roll button.
Well, wait. He's slowly making his way. Reaching. Hey, there he is.
So he's going to be with us for the whole season, thank goodness, because we need some help.
Correct.
I couldn't even turn on the camera when first got here.
What is a focus?
What's an iris?
Peter Randenberg. Anybody else who teaches at Niagara College, if you're watching this.
He would be so disappointed.
Grad. Are you a grad? No, you're still there.
No, I'm grad.
Grad. Ladies and gentlemen, I am a grad. And he did not know what focus was. So let's...
I do know.
He's on the other side of the camera.
Right, true.
I don't know what is happening.
True. Had to throw you under the bus there a little bit.
Again, I'm absolutely shredded.
3 a.m.
Yeah. Anyways, talk about 3 a.m. Phone calls, 3 a.m. I was filling out my March Madness bracket at 3 a.m.
Oh, we didn't.
That's 100% what you weren't doing.
Stop it.
We're not talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're doing.
My mom watches these, I think.
Oh. Good.
So let's
inform her where his son was.
He was in his bed.
His bed. 3 a.m.
His bed.
This story doesn't go well because we opened it up saying I didn't know where it was in the morning.
Hello.
And Wine Wednesday may or may not have gotten to the best of him.
This Thursday thing, I'm dedicated.
Yes. So, going to get off your topic.
March Madness.
Sorry, Mom. We are actually, Thursdays are back.
Yes.
The first Thursday, there's going to be a giveaway presented by Newark Brewing.
Okay, by the way, you're reaching 50% here pretty close.
I've announced 2 giveaways.
No.
3.
Well, I round up.
There's 21 games.
It's like the Canadian penny. We got rid of it. Hey, I'm going up to 11.
There's a lot of
pretty
really
quick.
Cool giveaways this year.
There we go.
We did one with CAA Travel, Niagara Travel, for Hawaiian Nights. So, get super stoked about that
trip somewhere.
No, well.
Oh, all right. I'm going a little.
Trips away.
All right. Well.
And then Country Night's going to have another. Oh, sorry. Yeehaw. Country Night this year.
There we go.
Of course there is.
Okay, shut your mouth.
Hey,
spill it.
You're hostile.
I haven't even announced the new ones.
I chose violence today. Okay.
You knew there was going to be Country Night and Tropical Night. We do it every year.
Yes. Wow. That is a staple since day one.
Things that are going to be new, though, they've got a lot of new stuff we'll be releasing, like concession items and on-field promos we're going to do. They're going to have some crazy ones. We're literally going to have people fill out insurance forms because, there could be some casualties.
You will be safe at a Jackfish game.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Promise.
You'll be fine, I swear.
That's why you have to fill out the forms.
So you fill out the forms.
But when you do spin around, Dizzy Bat or the you go hard in the stack and dash, sometimes people...
Debatably, we need a form for that.
Well, there's a reason why we don't make people of a Dizzy Bat run anymore.
Probably a good idea.
Because they almost bailed right into the dugout, and I don't need somebody...
Yard sale.
being a paraplegic from a jackfish game.
That's not a great, that's not a great look.
When Triage asked you, how'd you get hurt? Well, I spun too many times.
Well,
Jacques
honestly,
got me.
That's a thought, though, that goes into these things. And when we try to come up with these crazy, stupid...
Like, you can't slide down the press box and land in a pool.
Well,
like,
our mascot right now, have you seen the video of the mascot that went down the stairs in the kayak?
I did see that.
Our guy
yes.
wants to do that.
No. No.
Yeah.
He's great.
That was right into the boards, though, the kayak.
I don't know where he's going to go.
Right into the dugout.
Right, I guess so.
Right into the
cement
wall.
But that's the thing, things he's thinking about. And I'm like,
it's great.
I don't have insurance for that.
No, no.
They don't insure for that. But, I mean, yeah, you're always going to be safe at a jackfish game. But that's the things you have to think about is, like,
for the most part,
how could this go wrong, potentially? And but, on the flip side, does the
how could they go right?
Does the funniness outweigh the hazards?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Why do people always ask that question? How do things, like, what can go wrong? Why don't we ask what can go right? There's a lot of right to that.
Well, there's been a lot of right. I mean, I was at City Council on Tuesday. And big fans over there.
There we go.
Big fans. So we're doing something right. We're going to continue that path.
How's Mr. Campion?
He's the best.
He's I like us, just missing an H.
Huge fan of that guy.
See what I did there?
Because we are.
That
champions.
Was a really bad joke.
Yeah. So a huge fan of his. Good. All the all the counselors in the chamber, the big supporters. We actually had Jackfish fans at the meeting.
Hey.
In hats.
With Coach?
No, Coach.
They're probably wondering. Where the hell is Coach?
The Kieran Coat? No, so, yeah, I mean, it's we're flying. We're out of season tickets. Crazy.
I mean, we are excited, and we talk about this all the time. We repeat ourselves all the time. We appreciate you for putting up with this shit, but we are excited.
Yeah.
We can't say that anymore. Before I forget, we talked about March Madness very quickly. Who's winning?
Okay, I chose UConn, but apparently I don't know anything about
basketball. This guy doesn't know
back-to-back
basketball.
Champions.
But this guy is supposed to... Now, hold on. We have a basketball guy in the house, potentially.
Okay. No. The back-to-back champions will never happen.
So you guys...
Except for if you're the Welland Jackfish.
But why not?
That's color shot.
Why can't UConn win it again?
I mean, the Barry Baycats did, I think, what, 6 in a row?
Okay, well,
we got a streak to beat, sorry. Matter. Anyways, so you said UConn. Go ahead.
I said Iowa State.
Wow. And I'm you're the Tar Heel. And you...
Iowa State too?
Wow. Iowa.
Starts at like what, half an hour?
It does.
This is not live?
This is why we're recording it now, so we can go home and
I didn't do the bracket points.
And if you haven't yet, I don't know if there's any space left, there is still the Jackfish Madness. Where you can go in and play and you win a flex pack, hat, and a footlong hot dog. So
glizzies.
Footlong glizzy.
That's our specialty.
I know. There's a photo of me literally downing a hot dog. My wife said to me,
"It's a great photo.
You need to get rid of that photo."
No.
Put the photo up on this episode.
I'll find it. I'll find it. Yeah.
That's one of the best photos.
And it's gonna pop up right now.
It's a good.
I was like, "What's wrong with it?" She's like, "You know what's wrong with it."
No.
I was like, "What is it? You're being highly subjective."
Is she a vegetarian?
Here. She's being very suggestive here.
Does she not support you eating meat? Like, come on.
Probably not.
Well.
But hey, happens at Welland Stadium stays at Welland Stadium.
I don't think so.
Well, yeah. Some things get out here.
Well, I mean, we just shared quite a few.
Our celebration last year on the field got interesting quick.
It did.
Yeah.
Yeah. What happens at the celebration?
There's a few videos that need to be deleted off phones, but
this year,
nothing bad. It's just.
This year, we got to put all the phones in a basket.
I did.
And leave them at the door.
Well, when we're doing something funny, yeah.
When aren't we?
Are embarrassing to ourselves. I actually raced Caleb Furistaki last at our.
Did you have a 2-base head start?
No, he kicked my ass.
Wow, that's why.
I'm pretty sure he was in flip flops.
I could have a 3-base head start and
no,
he'd still
sure
come home.
He was in flip flops and I was in like my Nikes. And I thought for sure, I mean, I'm not going to lie to you, there's a lot of pond water consumed. I was really, really confident in my abilities. But that guy's so freaking fast.
It's crazy what pond water does to you.
Anyway, yeah, so the owner and president of the team raced
an outfielder
around.
And Ryan debatably tore his ACL.
To be fair, though, this guy can whip around the concourse.
You
get from section 101 to 309 pretty quickly.
Well, the fastest I've ever ran from the field to the office
is
when
100%.
Brent Colomb, Mr. Hose, tried to turn the field lights on during our championship celebration at 3:30 in the morning. Like an idiot.
It's crazy how quick you sober up.
And I wrote, oh my God. Yeah. My heart was pumping. I just see them come on. I'm like, what? And I,
we apologize, neighbors.
I ripped up there. You know what? I will say for people that do live behind the stadium, like, you guys are gems. Thank you for not ever.
We've had a ball go right in your garden.
Like, we've never
hit the
had
roof.
Times. We really, like, knock on wood, we never had really any complaints about anything. Again, we do. I mean, we try to do as much within the community to get back and stuff like that. So. Sorry about the fireworks. We're doing fireworks shows again this year. We're going to be four.
Yep.
Sorry.
Maybe this year too.
You know what we can do, though?
Home run, yeah. They get the best seats, though.
There's netting there now.
They get the best seats,
well,
though, for the fireworks.
Yeah. But I mean, like, there's a lot of people, I understand that you don't like fireworks. I get it. Totally get it. Okay? We're not doing it like Niagara Falls every night. I heard
True.
They do it every night in the summer.
Every night.
Every freaking night.
10 o'clock, Monday to Sunday,
yeah,
from
wild.
Like mid-May till September 1st.
I know how much fireworks
every day.
That's a ridiculous
10-minute show.
Anyway,
oh,
we're
yeah.
doing four, one a month. So maybe we'll send out a note to all the – we'll put a note in everybody's mailbox to let you know when the fireworks are coming. So you can hide your dogs and your babies and your gerbils or something.
Cows, whatever else you
Cows,
have.
Cows, horses, donkeys. But we promise it won't go any – we will never light them off past 11 o'clock, promise.
There you go.
Unless the game goes 18 innings. And then we
nope.
have to put on a fireworks.
No, we do. Sorry, delay the game, mid-inning.
You can't promise.
Well, our game started at 6, so it shouldn't go to 11.
True.
Ever.
4.5 hours.
And we don't do fireworks on Thursday nights.
Imagine – a 4.5 hour game?
Don't say that.
No. Our actually, we I know my average game was last year was 3 hours and 8 minutes.
That's still too long.
No, 3 hours 16 minutes.
That's not that long. We entertained
for baseball.
For, that long.
For baseball,
we
that's true.
For that long. You know
we
what?
Hit too many home runs. What can
no.
you do?
We should keep the broadcast. This is my big brain working off
oh,
the wine.
Huge brain. Yeah.
We got to keep the
brain.
Get ready for this one, folks.
We got to keep the TV on the stream. For one of the in between inning games,
yeah.
and Spence and I'll commentate it.
Actually, that'd be
you should
that
would
that
be
anyway.
Hilarious.
We should do that anyway.
We can go field level.
Isn't that a great idea?
Oh, I got our GM calling you anyway. And that
get him on the call.
J-Mac.
No,
what
no,
is
no, no,
happening?
No.
Better
no,
not.
I don't know what he's calling me for. Something probably important.
Hey, J-Mac, you're on the mic.
Yeah, it's just I don't know. Probably
well,
busy guy over here.
On that note,
I think that was good.
What a time!
I think we've hit it. We're gonna be back here again next Thursday. 11
yep.
Thursdays.
Two Thursdays from now, sorry.
Empty bellies.
11 o'clock, if anyone wants to sit in on it. More than welcome.
We made
lots of benches here.
Lots of, yeah, we're in the backpack room, the double doors. Can't miss us.
Some wings, some,
yeah.
some beers.
Well, they don't typically actually open till 11, so you got to get here right at 11.
Yeah.
Order your wings. Next time we'll have wings.
And some Kay. Water.
We should do that next time. We should taste test the wings.
Good idea. Or
we just do food reviews
every
what's time.
What's their feature
here.
Of the day? We should
yeah.
feature it right here
we
on
should.
The podcast.
We're going to do that every day.
There we go.
Like, well, we'll talk to Justin and see if he's okay with that.
The wings
well,
are going
we just told viewers it's going to be okay with that.
We might need a stand.
So if I look at this real quick, just before we let it go, we are because
we
exactly,
have to schedule it. Or else
hold on.
How many days to the home
we're
opener?
58 days to the home opener.
I love
Holy
it.
Holy shit.
We're under 60.
That's not enough days with the amount of stuff I got to do. Because groundbreaking on our new project starts Monday, so
you'll find out more about that on episode 4.
Yes, watch episode 4 to find out more. We'll have some photo updates for
and the social
and
medias,
stuff.
Of course. If you don't follow, what are you doing?
And so that's it. So for
yeah.
myself, Director of Fun Ryan,
Spencer,
and Christian.
You heard him.
This has been Hooked on Fun. We'll see you next time.
Cheers.